Mr. Bland, Real Six. At Barnard Castle, you were a demonstration battalion, and you were used in effect by the battle school itself. Were there new ideas coming into your training that you know of?
No, there was something new coming up. Like, you know, there was there's different exercises, like, and they're changing them, like, changing things around all the time, like.
Did you work with tanks, for example?
No. We didn't say, I think we did say two or three tanks, like, at one of them big churches, tanks, like, you know.
But you didn't work with them as infantry and tank cooperation,
no,
that kind of thing.
They had, I think they had done their training and all on their mothers the same as what we did, because they weren't involved with us, like, you know. But we had our the artillery, like.
Had artillery working with you?
They, like, they were supposed to be giving us cover and fire, like, you know.
What kind of tasks would you be getting in the carrier platoon in these demonstrations? What kind of jobs might you be doing as part of a demonstration in the carrier platoon?
Well, we were just running about, you know, fetching stuff up, fetching personnel up, like, but we weren't supposed to give anybody a lift from the battle, you know, these old officers, like when he was saying, and they were to be able to 14, 15 stone, like, you know, for that as well. You weren't supposed to, like, pick them up, like, they were supposed to, like, do it yourself, like, you know. It's a fairly bit sorry for them, like, you know, you're not running around the alley, like, that's it.
Did you get much opportunity to see the rest of the battalion working whilst you were doing your running around?
No, we were all there, like, and then the one first one we got started, like, you know. We were there, like, and it's only if they wanted anything, like, stuff brought up, like, and fully and paid up, like, but
did you do any demonstrations or training on scouting ahead of a battalion as it was moving through? Did you do anything like that in the carriers?
No, we didn't in the carriers, no. Well, the rifle companies doing that, like, you know. It was more or less the same thing over and over again. Like, you know, when the apartment is broken in the town, like, he said we was dropping the same plate as we dropped in months previous, and you know, all the burnt shell cases was lying, like, you know.
These demonstrations, did that take place on the moors outside Barnard Castle?
No, I think we used to go to Lartington, like, and the village further on, like, you know. It was we called it Battle Hill, like, where we used to do this in. We called it Battle Hill, like, that's where, that officer was killed, like, you know.
So you must have been doing this training in all weathers, because it can get pretty bleak up there. Did any men find it very difficult working in these conditions?
Like, well, there might have been a few more, like, but human doctors are both right there, but
have any memories of any particular incidents when you're out training?
No, just that just where they're on the skin, like, that's the first time that same out like that, and where I found them and we brought them down on a stretcher, like, you know, and that filling one was one around, you know, you had one of these big sticks with a three prongs on it, don't like any. He's going duck like what a artillery looks like, you know. It's the first time I've seen the boat there.
That's your first body, in effect. Barnard Castle was surrounded, as you know, by many camps with many regiments. Did that cause problems when you met in Darwin and Blackpool?
There were times there to be a bit of a battle on in Barnard Castle on the weekend, hadn't there? The infantry when you get that out and these guys and things like, well, there's different regiments like in there. But we used to go over into their camp. They didn't used to go in our camp because there wasn't a cinema. Like, but we used to go in there. There was three camps on the other of the road where you could go to one of them. Like, and there was no like. You see, it was that not there now, like. There wasn't any trouble there, like, that way, like. It's just like when they went in, look for a beer, like, you know.
The pubs turned out. Mm. Yeah. Were there any regiments who the Durhams particularly got involved with on a regular basis in this way? I'm thinking particularly because it was Scots, or, you know, if you get a Scots regiment, you tend to get problems.
No. No, we didn't say any Scotch regiments in England, right?
So it was just a normal thing that would flare up when the beer got into the situation.
It was mostly like us, the Durhams, and the Tam Corps, like, you know.
Did you get leave at from Barnard Castle?
Leave, oh yes, no. I mean, if we're working on the weekend, like, this was later on when things quietened down, but they were working all the time, and, you know, day in and day out, that they got, like, they said, well, they've also left have a bit of a rest, like, so they were giving us our weekends through the week, that is Tuesday and Wednesday. Tuesday and report back on the Wednesday night, like, you know, that.
And you went home for those?
Oh, I have. I lived at sea, you know.
You've mentioned that drafts were going off to other battalions during the course of all this period of training. Were you yourself keen to get into action?
I was wanting to get away, like. I was wanting to. There's a lot of them now just putting in for the paratroops, like, you know. But, There's a lot of boats at the moment, one of the 10th Battalion. They were down in Rye and Sussex, like that, I remember. They said, now, you know, oh, we're getting out of this lot, like, and our young soldiers battalion, like, in there. They wouldn't say that now, like, out there.
But you were hoping that you would go abroad as a battalion, were you not?
I thought, well, we went abroad as a battalion, like, but when we got abroad, we went from Tullyhaw.
Yeah, was that the next place you went to from Barnard Castle?
From Barnard Castle, like, yeah, we went there.
That's a pretty bleak area. What were the conditions like up there?
We were only there a week. We left Barnard Castle. We buried that officer that last year. He must have been killed last year. We buried him. And our carriage was loaded up. We never went back to our camp at Barney again from the cemetery. Our carriage was outside the cemetery, like, we buried that daughter there. And from there, we went to Tullyhaw. We never went back to that, went straight to Tullyhaw, and then we got our.
Do you remember the date?
Not the exact date, but it was there. I think it was August. It was August the 23rd. I mean, but these things.
It's 1943.
Remind you, like, the same as the Croft Aerodrome, you know, the first one. That was 42, right? That was 19.
Did the carriers go the whole of the journey to Tullyhaw by road? On their own tracks?
We we went by a road, like, because we had our the bedding on and everything, you know, our blankets, like, and so. And then when we got the towel off, we were on the canvas. And we were only there a week, and then we got our leave to give us, I think, I don't know, it was 14 days, they got seven or 14 days embarkation leave. But we were only there days. I think when they knew, like, we were going abroad, like, you know.
How did your family take to the fact you were now going abroad and probably into danger?
My mother was a bit put out, you know, but that's a good one, just out in the Middle East, then, you know. But we didn't know where we were going, like, we went to tell her we were going to leave, and then we went back to tell her, and then we knew. I know within days. The only thing happened was a terrible, I don't know, like, I don't know. That feeling of, like, you know, I got me leave, went back, and suddenly we'd been issued with Kate, any kid. You know, the shorts was down below, you know, like, and there's a good shot for the tailor, like, anyway, like, this afternoon. I don't know what he wanted to know, so no, he decided, this Colonel Fullingham decided to have a, like, an inspection, like, you know, with a kid here in the middle of a field, taking down a rail where he doesn't know what else but that tower off. So he, I hadn't shaved that morning, but all that, I was young, I used to have a bit of a strong beard, like, you know. So this bloke said to me, like, he says, oh man, he says, get in the middle rank, you'll not notice you, like, so I got in the middle rank, and he come along the front rank, filling him, and I don't know if it was, with his rapid in the RSM, and he poked his stick straight through in the middle rank to me, and straight away rapid he was there, right, all right, you know, like, they're not shaving, like, so I was on a charge, like, when I thought he was a duck bloke, you know, he was one of these blokes. What they call him, like, Indian army, you know, he used to be duck. I says, well, you kind of don't know, we kind of broad, like, you know, but anyway, like, I say him, like, after the parade, like, and he gave us 17 days detention. Read it out, like, I says, 17. I've never heard of 17 days detention. 7, 14, 21, 28, but 17, oh, I says, he's got this bloke, like, you know, and Rafferty, I says, he's kidding us, aren't he, like, so when Rafferty come out and met the charge, you know, we were lined up, and sure enough, like, he put his, I was, like, in a ring with barbed wire around the tent, handcuffed to this bloke would have been absent off the draft, and, well, I said, hey, that's how I was going right to the MP and all that, you know, after. But, anyway, like, we went away, I think the next day, you know, we went away that night, or the next day, we went away, and, I don't know whether the battalion marched down to Tower, our station, and I went down with the baggage. On top of the truck, like, you know, I mean, this lad, I'm talking this bloke, like, being absent, like, you know. And I was, I can remember, the little street of Tower, I'll call Wales, like, you know, and I was handcuffed with this bloke, like, and I was escorted up to Scotland.
What was the send off like at Tower? Did the population
the
turn
band
out?
Was there. The JLI band was there, like, so.
And did the townspeople turn out for the the station?
Everybody was in, like, the news, was a big, like, the band was there, I was standing there. So I was escorted up to Scotland, like, because it was a trip there up to Scotland. Got on a boat.
Where was this in Scotland?
I think we were in Glasgow. Then down there, we went down the river to Greenwich, like, you know. Or I can remember getting on the boat, and I think I must have been, I think I was under arrest on the boat, like, you know. And they were like, I can remember a bloke from Durham, the sergeant, he's a snakey based man, like, you know, the Hunter. Sergeant Hunter finished up in the police force, I ran in the police force, like, he gave us a 50 to the cigarettes and 2 bars of chocolate. And about 10 minutes later, he came back round and took them back off us. Says, you're not supposed to have them, you're like, you want to be, you know. Anyway, like, about the next year, when we sailed the next year, I was called in from the Major Blackburn. He was the second in command, like. The Major Blackburn said, oh, he says, yeah, man. He says, he just, he done it, like, to learn your own lesson, like, you know, back there. And it's funny, you know, the next day my mother come up to the, my mother and my father come up to the camp at Tower Hill. So I don't know what would have happened, like, if, you know, what...
the knowing that you're under arrest.
My mother said, that's a good job. I said, I get a 17-day detention. I'll never forget, there's no, that's, that was Fillingham.
Did he go abroad with you, Fillingham?
No. No, the second in command went abroad and he got killed the first time in action, he got killed, like, but he didn't, wasn't the Durrans. He must have went to one of them, you know.
Were you excited at going abroad for the first time in your life?
Well, in a way, like, you know, but when you live for short, like you say, it sounds like, you know, well, I come back, like, you know.
What were conditions like on the ship?
Oh, it was a lot of discipline on, like, you know, everything had to be kept clean, like, and, you know, and you, after your breakfast, like, you had to be rolled up and properly, like, and it was like a ship's inspection, like, you know, with their naval officer, like, and, but the boat was the Durban Castle, not the only castle boat, like, you know. But,
were you on one large deck?
Aye, about 3 decks building, like, you know.
And were you asleep? What was the sleeping situation?
I think there was hammocks, I think, but I can't remember. I think we were just sleeping on the floor, like, you know. But,
and as you say, when you got up, you had to tidy the place up and clean it up.
Everything had to be rolled up, ship-shaped, like, and... they used to come round with the army officer, with the navy officer, like, you know, would be, I think, with RSM attached to that ship, like, what you used to do backwards and forwards all the time, like.
What time was Reveille on the ship?
Well, I think about the same number, about past 6, you know.
After the inspection, what followed then, after you'd done your tidying up and...
Well, it was like board drill, you know, and exercises on the,
you know, there's physical exercises.
Yeah, on the deck and board drill, weapon training on the deck, like, you know, which is, there was always something like laid on, like, you know, but I think it took us 9 days to travel from.
Did you become seasick?
No, I wasn't seasick, but I was... I had about, after the 3rd or 4th day, for a day, I felt a bit, you know, but there's no low seasick, it wasn't anything like that.
What was the food like you were getting?
The food? Oh, it was, I used to like their bread, but, you know, used to get their bread, white bread, like, you know, but, everything was rationed out, like, 2 men off each table, off mess deck, they called them, like. 2 men used to have to go in with the big tray, like, and used to get the men, maybe it's about 10 or 14 on the table, you know, used to get their lot, like, you know, and they used to have to be rushing over, like, that.
Then just to say you had these exercises to do, what else did you do on the boat to fill in the time?
Well, that's what it was, weapon training, physical training, guards, like, you know.
You had guards to do? What might you be guarding?
Well, there was horrible ones, like, but I don't think we ever But I think you have to have posts like the stop people from coming up on a night like and
certain,
wandering about like
certain parts of the boat.
You couldn't just wander about anywhere you wanted, like, you know. You have to have be detailed, like a detail board, like where you could go. You know, roped off out of about you know. No, nobody beyond this point, I sort of say, like, you know.
Was the sports and games organised for you on, whilst you were on board?
I just like, they said card games, but I didn't know whether they were, it was just what you made it yourself, like dominoes and just to put the time in. Like, and
didn't put anything like boxing shows or
no,
of that nature?
No.
Was there
I think we had the space, like, plus there was, I think there was, there was no horse like oh the old battalion like no it wasn't a full battalion like but there was others there was like the Indian troops as well as was like and they used to be doing their own cooking like they used to have their cooking facilities on the side of the boat like, you know but on one deck like you wandering out like you know the to mingle with them, like, you know, they're different religious things.
Any gambling games, like Housey Houseys, it was called, and Crown and Anchor?
Housey, and cards, dominoes, like, but there used to be cards and dominoes, what books it made up. Mm-hmm. You know, it wasn't organised by them, like, you know, it was just what...
Did the army just turn a blind eye to gambling when you were on the boat?
Yeah. You were. Emphasised like that you didn't, you shouldn't gamble like in the book. There was
Was there a canteen on the boat?
Aye, there was a canteen, aye. I can remember that guy, you could get I can remember that's the first like an arcade that would all get like, you know, like you only had your certain times to get, you know, maybe it's half an hour for your company to get what they wanted, like, and everything was like organized, the time was like a time factor, like, you know.
Were you part of a larger convoy?
Aye, there was a few women. There's a lot in there, of course. I can remember when we come through Gibraltar, some went into Gibraltar, and some carried straight on, like in two ranks, and two, like, it was like a left turn. That's funny, I didn't know it there. And when we were on the troop ship, when I was on that troop ship, you could hear them playing Rivali on the rock. But they've only been playing like so it must have been.
Must have been exciting for you to see a place like Gibraltar which you'd learnt in school and
there's some ships turning up like the one in Gibraltar like and we college straight on like.
Were you into your KD by now as the weather became warmer?
I don't know whether we had KD on the boat like. Or they would just have coffee and drill, like, you know. I couldn't imagine, I can remember being in KD, like, on the boat, like, but the sun who landed, like,
where did you go to?
Well, we followed the North African course round. We could say more or less the North African course out there for a 2 or 3 days, like a place called Philippville, beside Bezerra. And when we got off the boat, like, and the boat couldn't, I don't think he could get right in. We had to come off by, like, them little furries, like.
Lighters, yes.
Lighters, we landed at a place called Philippville.
What was your first impressions of Africa when you landed there?
It was palm trees, like, you know, and all these Arabs trying to sell you like boiled eggs, and this, the heat was that was the, and we went up to the IRTD to get climatized. Like,
was that far away from the port?
I think it was only 5 or 6 miles. Like.
Did you march up?
I think we marched up because the, remember the heat was, you know, people hadn't been using that day, we hadn't been using that day. All they were wanting to do was to drink, you know, all day long, like, you know.
I forgot to ask you, had you received inoculations for coming abroad?
We had inoculations like the, with the TA babies that was with them. Typhus.
Did they affect you?
No, I think typhus was a bit of a knockout, like, you know, for the day, like 36 hours, like, you know, into the second day, like.
Did they give you, as you approached Africa, did they give you lectures on the land and its people and what you might be expected to see and do? What to be careful of and whatnot?
Yes, they read their sweets. They used to sell dates and all that, yeah. And you wouldn't be touching you what they like, but you would like, I suppose, like that. That's not so much more like that. You had to drink their water, like, all the water you drink, but you also have to go out of a old bowses, like, you know, that, when we go up to the camp, IRTD, like, when on the camp was there, like, there was a tent, like, and, we had 2 or 3 days there, like, and it was our swimming. Everybody was wanting to get in this sleep there, cool off, like, and
did you do any training whilst you were there?
No, I did night training, patrols, like, just from the camp, like, area, like, because we knew that we were there, like, we knew that we were in the land, like, there. Why? We knew that we were
going. You were going? How long were you there?
I think we were only there about maybe a week, getting climatized, like, you know.
And where did you go to after that?
From there, like, we went straight up to Bezerra, which was a few miles, I don't know, what distance, but not short, you know, maybe further from me, the middle of like 30 or more, to Bezerra, like, and then we got on these landing craft. That's when we landed at Salerno. But when I say we landed at Salerno, when I think back now, I didn't actually land on the Vienna, you know,
not on the actual invasion time.
Like a few days or maybe it's a week after, like, you know, when I come to think when I was there, it's a month. But I can remember getting off LST, right?
The battalion was already there. 16th battalion was already there.
The 16th battalion was already there. They had landed. Like,
had you been told you were going to the 16th at this point?
No. What happened when we were at the IRTD at Liverpool was they kept coming every day, like, cutting groups out, like, you know. It must have been as the blokes from different regiments, like York and Lancashire forces. If they were getting lost in their men, like, you know, getting wounded, like, you know, they were like, IRTD was like a base for the.
And these drafts were going off to wherever they were required.
But luckily, he come this day, like, and he says, the 16 dirhams, like, and there was a good feeling, there must have been like 60 or 70, like, you know, and we went to the. Went to the Durham's, like, in there. I met some of my mates, like, later on in Italy, like, around about Salerno, or had gone to the York and Manx, like, you know, we always used to, if they were near the dam, they used to come and Oh, yeah.